ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Today, the objective of this teaching is to show us the importance of casting or relinquishing our cares over to God in prayer, because God cares for us affectionately and He also cares about us watchfully. So I'm talking about prayer of commitment. You know, on this side of commitment, you know, there is commitment to service, you know, there is God being committed to us. But I'm not looking at that this moment. I'm looking at what prayer does for us, you know, when we commit things into the hands of God, when we release things into the hands of the Father. So prayer, according to what we've heard, you know, from the past teaching, is communion with God. You know, it is conversation with God. Prayer is not trying to twist God's hand, you know, to make things work for you or for God to do things for you. We don't twist God's hand. We don't bend the hand of God, you know, forcefully. I say, God, Oluwa, Baba, Bo, Oluwa, She, Baba, She. No. It is conversational. Okay? It is communion. It is fellowship with the Father. You know, prayer is receiving by faith what grace has already made available unto us. We receive by faith what grace has already made available unto us. The Bible says that we have been saved by grace through what? Come on. We have been saved by grace through faith. So we take on what is made, what has been made available for us by faith. So we then, in obedience, allow Him to take us through the process. There is a process that God takes us through, you know, for our prayers to be answered, for our prayers to be heard. And we must understand that as believers, redemption, the finished work of the cross, through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the basis for answered prayers. It is not by our continuous praying, everyday praying. It is not how long or hours you spend in prayer. Okay? It is not by fasting 40 days, 100 days, 120, whatever days you want to, you know, go about it. It is by the finished work of redemption. What Jesus did for us through His death, through His burial and resurrection. So, I need to lay this foundation so we understand how important it is for us to understand this prayer of commitment, and so we can receive by faith what Christ has done for us. So there is much the Lord would have already done for us as believers, but we don't allow Him. There is much the Lord would have, you know, done for us, but we don't allow Him. So through this teaching, we're going to see how we can allow God, you know, to perfect things on our behalf, do things on our behalf, you know, how we can, you know, rest, how we can be in the position to believe God with all of our heart for whatever we are trusting for and whatever situation we find ourselves. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, like I said the other time, we don't twist God's hand, you know, to receive answers to prayer. We don't manipulate or control God you know, through prayer. So prayer must be done in the ways of God, by God's term. By God's term, you know, in the ways of God. You know, that's why we have principles that governs prayers. You know, Pastor also mentioned last week the principle that governs this prayer. So we must pray our prayer according to the will of God. And what is the will of God? The Word of God, the Bible, is the will of God. So when we come to pray, whatever situation we find ourselves, whatever thing we are believing for, we have to go to God through His will or through His Word to ensure that that prayer is answered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know and I believe that prayer also, it releases the God, you know, grace over our lives. When we pray according to the Word of God, it releases life to us. When we pray according to the will of God, it releases life to us. You know, life to us. There is light. The Bible talk about it in Psalm. It says, in your light, we have seen light. In His light, we see light. So there is a constant shining. Bible says that the steps of the just is like the shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. It shines brighter and brighter. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying always with all prayer. Praying always with all prayer. On every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer. So when you're talking about praying all prayer, you're also saying praying all manners of prayer. Praise the Lord. You are saying praying all forms of prayer. So last Wednesday, Pastor talked about the prayer of faith. So I'm dealing with on prayer on of commitment today. Another person is coming with, you know, to coming here to deal with the prayer, your united prayer. So we have those all kinds of prayer. We have prayer of faith, we have prayer of commitment, prayer of intercession, united prayer. Prayer of consecration, prayer of supplication, prayer of agreement, prayer of praise and worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So all of this prayer, they must be prayed in faith. Okay? If you are praying any of this prayer, they must be prayed in faith. Praying the prayer of faith, you know, it has rules that you have to go by for you to pray prayer of faith. You want to pray a prayer of intercession, it has a rule you have to go by to pray that prayer of intercession. Hallelujah. But you have to pray them in faith. Hallelujah. So, Philippians chapter 6. Chapter 4, verse 6. All right, thank you. It says, be anxious for nothing. Let me read first from the KJV version. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. NKJV says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I need to lay this scriptural foundation for this, for us to understand better how to pray the prayer of commitment. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He cares for you. Casting all your care upon him. Casting all your care upon him. So Amplified Classic says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. Did he say 75%? Did he say 50%? He says, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately. He cares about you watchfully. You know, just like we care for our children, you know, affectionately, and our mothers here could relate with that. You know, there is a tie. So I've also come to understand that there is a special tie between the mother and their children. A special one between the mother and their, you know, children. You could, you know, feel, you could sense, you could see how they care for them. I'm not saying the father don't, you know, because of, you know, there is a kind of passion that comes with the mother. Maybe we want to say because they carried the baby in the womb for 9 months. Huh? You know, maybe we want to say the cord that ties the baby with the mother is in the mother's womb. Hallelujah. Okay? So there is a kind of emotion they share. There is a kind of emotion that comes in between. I'm relating that to, you know, what this scripture is saying, that God, our Father, cares for us affectionately, passionately, and cares about you watchfully. That means wherever you are, whatever you are doing, wherever you go, God is watching over you. God is watching over you. God is watching over you. Praise the Lord. Casting here in this passage today, talking about committing things into the hands of God. Committing things, committing your cares, committing your worries, committing your fears, committing your concerns, you know, your anxieties into the hands of the Father, who cares for you affectionately, who cares for you watchfully. Praise the Lord. So prayer of commitment is centered on casting all your cares, worries, concern, anxiety upon the Father God in prayers. So this prayer of commitment is casting or rolling your burdens over to God. Rolling over, rolling over, rolling over. I read that scripture again, but I will be taking it from the whole Testament, from Psalm 55, verse 22. It says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. He will what? Sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved. Made to sleep, made to fall, or made to fail. Praise the Lord. I love that song. I've heard that song from years back. It says, cast your burdens upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Higher, 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 Jesus, higher, 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 Jesus, higher, 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 Jesus, higher, 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 Jesus, higher. So this is where that song was, coined from or was made from. Cast your burden on the Lord. Release the weight of it. It will sustain you. There is a command that is given in this verse of scripture. And the command is that you should do what? Cast. And what the word cast means, it means to throw. You throw something, okay? You sometimes fling. When you fling something, you know, it goes away from you to the other place, to the other side. So if I pick my car key now and I tossed it to Minister Sunday as he's there, do I still have the car key? Do I still have the car key? I don't have it. It's already with Minister Sunday. Okay? What can make me to hold that key or take back that key is when I go over to him and do what? Take it back. If I give a car key to Brother Tuji over there and I ask him, and I, you know, ask him to go and take the car to somewhere, I would do what? Fling it over to him. Probably I don't want to, I'm a bit distant away from him. I would throw it over to him. And what will he do? He will take it. And he will do whatever he needs to do with it. The same thing is with cares of our heart. Cares in our heart. Fears in our heart. Anxieties, burdens, concerns in our hearts. We have to cast them over. And what did he say? What does that command say? Cast your burden on the Lord. Not on your parents. Not on uncles. Because we are quickly rush to uncles. I need this. I need that. We quickly run to aunties. We quickly run to friends. When we are faced with situations and challenges. But it says we should cast our burden on the Lord. We should commit our burdens on the Lord. It will sustain. So there is a command for man to cast his burden upon the Lord. So you don't magnify the promise and nullify the terms of agreement. You don't magnify the promise. What are the promises there? The promises says that it will sustain you. It will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved. To be moved with those burdens, with those cares, with those worries, with those concerns. So you can't just neglect the command, the cast of your burden, the casting of your burden. You can't neglect it and want to enjoy the benefit. And when we go to God in prayer, we don't cast the burden to God in prayer. We only want to enjoy the benefit. Then we say God doesn't hear our prayer. Then we say our prayers are not answered. So when the promise is not fulfilled, then you begin to complain and murmur. So we need to pay attention. So the reason why we are, saying this now is that there is a way we go about it, casting our cares upon the Lord. Praise the Lord. So like I mentioned the other time, the Hebrew word for cast is shalak, which means to throw, cast, hurl, or fling. Okay? You violently throw your burdens to God. You entrust it to God. You commit it to God. Hallelujah. The worries, you leave them over to God. And you allow him to sustain you. You allow him to lift you. You allow him to lead you, to carry the burdens on your behalf. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when we do that, we are casting it over to a higher authority. When you throw something or you throw someone in the place of prayer, you are throwing it to a higher authority. Who is the El Shaddai? Who is the Almighty God? Who is the creator of the ends of the earth? Who is the maker of heaven and earth? Hallelujah. Someone asks that, why do you have to cast, according to Mark 11:23, says, if you do not doubt in your heart but believe, you say to this mountain, be moved and be thrown into the sea, be cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, says you shall have whatever you say. Someone asks, why is it that it was the sea that Jesus said you should cast the mountain into? Why was it that it's the sea that you should cast the mountain into? So the person replied that, the sea is very vast, it's very wide. And when you cast that mountain into the sea, the sea is bigger enough to swallow the mountain. Hallelujah. So God is bigger enough to swallow any worries, any care, any anxiety, fears in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the word sustain there means to hold. It will hold you. It will nourish you. It will make provision available. It will provide sustenance. It will guide you. It will feed you. It will shield you. It will lead you when you cast the burden, the care over to him. So, I want to read out a few things to us here. If you are in that category, please let today be the last day. Let today be the last day, yes. Today, let it be the last day that you will indulge or involve yourself in it. It says, after you've prayed and committed your particular situation to the Lord, listen to this. If you are still trying to figure out the answer, if you are still perhaps lying awake at night, trying to figure out the problem, tossing from one side to another on the bed, unable to sleep. If you go to the table and try to eat, but you can't because of your worry, anxiety, and concern. If you do eat and your food won't digest properly, and your stomach is constantly upset, okay? And if your blood pressure is rising due to the situation, and you are being found in the hospital most times, please, let today be the end of it. And I pray that as you will learn under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ by the help of the Holy Spirit, our eyes of understanding will be enlightened in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you find yourself in this category, then you have not released the burden over to the Lord. You are yet to release it over. You may think, oh, you have prayed enough, you have fasted, but that shows that you are still worried. You are still concerned about that situation. Your prayers won't work. It won't, because you still have the problem. That's why you are tossing back and forth on the bed. So as long as you hold on to the problems, you will continue to have them. And the Lord doesn't want you to have them. God does not want us to have the problem. He doesn't want us to have the concern. He doesn't want us to have the anxiety, the worries. He doesn't want us to have them. He wants to help us. He wants to help us. He wants to carry the burdens. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are being united with Christ. We are joined to Jesus. We are in union with the deity. So if you are in union with the deity, that means you shouldn't be the one carrying the burden alone. God is there to carry the burdens on our behalf. So, our union with the deity has positioned us for a better and glorious advantage on earth. So we need to maximize it. We need to take advantage of it. Hallelujah. Because God himself, he won't give us, we his children, what he doesn't have. Even if he doesn't have it, he will provide it. He will make a way for it. He will create it. Hallelujah. We saw that how he parted the Red Sea for the Israelites. Their concern was that the Egyptian army were coming from behind and they were going to take them back to Egypt. The concern of Moses was, how am I going to take these people over, this water, this sea, this river? Hallelujah. But God right there and then, he parted the Red Sea for them. It shows that God is concerned with every fear, every anxiety of our heart, every worries of our heart. He's very, very much concerned. Whatever you are going through today, God is very much concerned about it. And he doesn't want you to carry it. He doesn't want you to bear it. Hallelujah. He provided food for Elijah. Hallelujah. He told Elijah, he said he should go to the brook of Cherith. Was Elijah concerned about how he was going to eat there? God already sent provision ahead of him. Hallelujah. How about Peter? Peter, who was, held captive, jailed by King, what's the name now? Herod. The concern of the believers was that Peter was going to die. But they were also praying. And I believe maybe by the time we get to the place of united prayer, you know, we will understand how that works. They were praying right there. And God, by his, you know, sovereignty, by his almightiness, made a way for Peter to come out of that jail. Hallelujah. So if you don't have it at this time, God himself will make provision. God himself will make it available. He will create one for you. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want we children to be full of worries and anxiety. Doesn't want us to be burdened with care of life, bowed down with worry, anxiety, and concern. Hallelujah. So therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Jesus asked that who can add a cubit, a unit to his or her life? Whatever you don't have control over, you don't need to bother yourself about it. You don't need to worry yourself about it. That's what, I mean, this, the essence of this Bible study is all about. If you don't have control over it, just hands up. I mean, look unto God. Look unto God. Look unto God. Look unto God. You know, Gloria Copeland once said, casting your cares upon God is an act of faith. It may not be easy at first, but it is necessary if you want to live in victory. I'll say that again. Casting your cares upon God is an act of faith. It may not be easy at first, but it is necessary if you want to live in victory.
Because if you dwell in the place of worry, that worry itself is sin. You know, Papa Egan, liken worry as a rocking chair. You know, a rocking chair. It does not move from where it is. Okay, it doesn't take you anywhere. It's just right there, going back and forth. That is how worry is. You are just going back and forth. You are going back and forth. So that worry itself, it is sin. It is the yoke of the devil. Because God didn't made worry for we his children. He didn't create us to worry. Okay, he didn't. In the Garden of Eden, he made provisions available. He made everything available for mankind. So that Adam and Eve, they don't need to worry.
But we are here today because of disobedience.
So, but we are back in that grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are back in that family of God. We are back in fellowship with God. That's why the scripture is coming to us that we need to cast that, whatever it is, concern, worry, fears in our heart, we should roll them over to the Lord. We should commit them over unto God. Worry doesn't produce anything good but stress, pain, strain, and death. You know, Jesus preached, you know, about it. He preached against it. Paul, the apostle, also preached against worry. You know, worry will start from concern. Before you know it, you know, it moves into, anxiety. You are anxious. Before you know it, it moves into fear. You know, before you know it, depression sets in. Before you know it, some people, they will die. That's not God's plan for us. It's not God's plan for us. So worry, which is sin, the sin of worry is connected with faith and receiving answers to prayer. So if you want your prayer to be answered, if you, as you are praying to God, you know, believing God for things, rolling over burdens onto him, you know, trusting him for things, trusting him to take care of things, we should let loose of worry in our heart. We should let loose of worry in our prayers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is committed to our prosperity. Psalm 35, verse 27. Psalm 35, verse 27. God is committed to our prosperity. Can you quickly help me project that? Let those who favor my righteous cause and have pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy and be glad and say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. It takes pleasure in our well-being. It takes pleasure in our prosperity. It takes pleasure in our faith when we trust him, when we believe him for things. It takes pleasure in it. It takes pleasure in our prayers when we approach him in prayer. You know, it takes pleasure in our health and wholeness. It takes pleasure in our victory. Hallelujah. It takes pleasure in his plans for our lives. He wants to see that plan succeed. It takes pleasure in his thoughts towards us. He says, my thought towards you are thought of good and not evil. Hallelujah. It takes pleasure in our all-round success. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So because you have decided to have the word of God in your heart, you know, believing God, you know, for things, that is why the devil also will come at you. He will come to press you with worries, with fear, with anxiety. You know, it will come to press you with what God has not given to you. And that is why you have to stand as we, believers, have to stand against the devil. Against the devil. I will quickly move, you know, in this teaching. And we quickly just consider the practical steps to cast your care on the Lord. The practical step. What are the practical steps to casting our cares on the Lord? Number one, we call on the Lord. We call on our God in prayer. Psalm 55, verse 16 to 17, it says, as for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will do what? Save me. Evening and morning, I bless God for that song that came. He just, you know, spoke our heart in this teachings. Evening and morning and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. Nobody calls unto God, and God will not listen. If you call from the sincerity of your heart, by his word, and in faith, God will listen to you. God will answer you. God will hear you. So we call on him. We call on him. He always wants to hear our prayers. His ears are inclined to the cry of his beloved children. Hallelujah. Number two, we trust in him. It says, commit your way to the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. He will do it. He will do it. Praise the Lord. He will do it. Number three, give to him. Give it to him. You give it to him. You give the care to him. You give the worries to him. You give the concern to him. Is it only in finances? No. It's all encompassing your health, your business, you know, your job, whatever you are believing for in your finances, you give it to him. You trust that care, that situation. You give it to him. It says in Matthew 11, 28, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants us to enjoy rest. God wants you to enjoy rest. Hallelujah. Devil does not want us to enjoy rest. I'm sure we know that. Does not want us to. He doesn't want us to. And number four, rest in him. Instead of continuing to carry this burden alone, he wants us to let it go. Okay? When we let it go, it gives us rest. A full rest. A full rest. A rest for our souls. A rest for our body. Hallelujah.
And number five, cast your cares by stopping worried thoughts before they start. You stop worried thoughts. Thought comes and thought goes. But every thought that you don't speak out or act upon, they die unborn. They die unborn. I've experienced this a lot of time, and I mean, I just, you know, whenever that thought comes to my mind, my spirit, you know, quickly, I pick on the scripture, the word of God, and I stop that thought. I rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus. So before that thought materializes at all, before it, I mean, shows its head to you, once you are perceiving in your spirit that thought is coming, you do what? You stop it. Because that our mind is the battlefield. A lot of thoughts comes up. And devil also, see, don't play in the thought realm with the devil. Don't play with the thought realm. When devil brings that, he's suggesting. That thought is not yours, okay? But when he suggests it to you, don't say, and you are thinking about it. You begin to ponder on it. Before you know it, it begins to expand it in your mind. And it becomes worried. It becomes worried the moment you begin to think about it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, we take captive every thought. Once you know that that thought is not of God, you take captive of that thought. You subdue it. You subject it to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once you've taken a thought captive, when that worried thought tries to creep back in, immediately begin praying in the spirit. You can be praying in the Holy Ghost, even if you are in the crowd. You can pray under your breath. You will find it impossible to worry when your spirit is in line with God's, with the Spirit of God. Number six, meditate on the word day and night. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night. Meditation. This should fill our day. Meditation on the word. We shouldn't be carried away with activities of the day, with the jamborees of the day, with the cares of the day. We should not be carried away. We should meditate on the word of God, because it is through this word of God that you will challenge whatever thoughts, whatever cares, whatever worries that the devil is bringing into our heart, or that situations around is, playing around us. You can't combat thoughts with thoughts. You can't. Okay, you combat thought with words. Faith-filled words. Your faith-filled word, devil cannot, it cannot outsmart faith-filled word. It can't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is that if I'm counting 1 to 10 now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I stop and I mention my name, Joseph, I have put a stop to that number. Isn't it? I put a stop to it. So once that thought is coming to your mind, what do? You pick on the word of God. The word of God interjects that thought. Praise the Lord. Number seven says, cast your cares by getting rid of false humility. Get rid of false humility. God told us in 1 Peter chapter 5, if you read from verse 6 to 7, it tells us that it takes humility to cast our cares on him. It says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. It takes humility to cast that care over to God. It takes humility. Because you think you want to handle the situation by yourself. You want to handle things by yourself. You want to do it all alone. It won't take you anywhere. It won't take us anywhere.
So we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. That hand of God is the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
The hand of God is the word of God. So we humble ourselves under that mighty hand, under the word of God. And the word will lift us up. The word will elevate us. The word will sustain us. The word will bring solution to us.
Praise the Lord. So every morning you wake up, you may want to say this confession of faith. Say after me, I am a believer. I am not a doubter. The word works in me. And for me, right now, I humble myself under the mighty hand of God. I cast all my cares over on Him. From this moment forward, I can hear us. From this moment forward, I refuse to worry. Instead, I will pray. I will use my faith and believe. And He will exalt me over the problem, over the devil, for I belong to Jesus. He cares for me. He cares for me. Hallelujah. 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 Next one is that you cast your cares by wearing all your armor. By wearing all your armor. Ephesians 6 verse 11. Says, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. You know, there is a dart the devil is throwing at us. You know, and when you read Psalm 91, it talks about it. You know, the arrows that flies by day. Hallelujah. So devil, the Bible, you know, says that the devil is moving around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So, when we put on this whole armor, they guard us, they guide us, you know, they protect us against every bad thought or ideas that the devil is bringing at us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't fight spiritual battle without the armor of God. Okay? So when you are dealing with worry, it is no different. You need that armor. You need a sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You need a sword of the Spirit. You need that, you know, the shield of faith. Hallelujah. You need a breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. You need a helmet that you need to wear. That helmet saves your mind. It also saves your ear. The helmet of salvation. It saves your mind. It also saves your ear. Guards your mind and ear. You know, because it's not everything you listen to. It's not everything you watch. It's not every news you listen. It's not everything people say that you listen to. So that helmet guards our mind from, you know, bad thoughts or from whatever the devil is pushing at us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And lastly, cast your cares by finding a faith partner or friend. Okay? You need to find a faith partner, an accountability partner, a friend. 1 Thessalonians 5, 11 says, encourage one another and build one another up. Hallelujah. So that accountability partner, it's not... I mean, when you receive correction from that accountability partner, it's not to malign you, but to help you to grow. Our accountability partner helps us to grow. Hallelujah. Because they correct us in love. They correct us in love. When you have that partner or that friend, and it seems you have a concern, a worry, on the inside of you that, you know, you feel it's not, you know, lifted or it's not going, you can share with that person. Share with this person and let them agree together with you.
Let them speak over you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need accountability partners who encourages us, who build us up, you know, through the word of God. Through the word of God. And I'm sure we have,
accountability partners here in this community of holy friends. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if you will practice these practical steps of casting your cares on Jesus, today will be the last day you will ever have a worried thought.
We can go home and, you know, go through the scriptures that has been given to us, you know, read over and over it again. You know, life is full of opportunity of worries. Worry, every day is full of worry. Opportunity to worry. Opportunity to, you know, be anxious. Life is full of that every day. But we have to be deliberate. We have to be deliberate to, you know, roll over, to cast our cares on the Father, who is readily available to bear us up. Who is readily available to lift us? Who is readily available to give us solution, answers to the situation, to the challenges that we are facing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now that you have action plan to stop worrying before it starts, when you obey God's word to cast your cares on the Lord Jesus, you will begin to live in divine peace that only Jesus gives us. That only Jesus gives us. That only Jesus gives us. Hallelujah. The peace of God that passes all understanding. This is abundant life that God has given us in Christ Jesus. And we need to enjoy it. We need to maximize it. Praise the Lord. And lastly, I would like us to read together from Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. And we read from Amplified Classic, please. All right. We read together. Are we ready? All right. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstances and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Verse 7. Praise God. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so, fearing nothing from God, and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. This is what we experience when we cast our cares on the Lord. When we roll over, you know, our cares on the Lord. When we fling, you know, our cares over to God. Hallelujah. I love that Psalm 55, you know, verse 7. I love what it says there. And that song says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice evening and Morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,